We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WTIC. I'm Ray Dunaway, and this guy would be
Tony Ambrosio, and we are here to talk golf because the weather feels that way.
It does.
And it's been a big couple of weeks for the Travelers Championship. They have announced not one, not two, but three top five players, and the man who, along with Andy Bassett, orchestrates that is their brilliant tournament director, which is the way he always wants me to introduce him.
Well, of course.
Nathan Group. Good morning. How are you?
Guys, thanks for the intro, Joe. Appreciate that. So, I'm well. How are you guys?
We're good. So there was all this gnashing of teeth last year with, oh, the tournament's coming after the U.S. Open at Pebble, and it's going to be hard to bring players in. Nobody's going to come. Well, that's a wives' tale.
That didn't work out, did it?
No, I would say this, that if you would have asked me that in 2006, before we actually, you know, followed the U.S. Open four times now since 07, I would have said the same thing, going, I don't know what's going to happen, you know, West Coast Open. But we've done it four times before, and our field has been fine. It's been, you know, three or four of the top ten in the world. And what's fun is that we know these guys. You know, we know Brooks, we know Justin, we know Bryson. And it was one of those things where we said, look, if you know you're coming, let us get you out there sooner than later. And typically the guys don't like to do that, but they know they're coming. They're excited about coming. So to be able to put that out there for our fans, we have three of the top five right now. We were excited to do it, so it's been fun.
Are the players changing in the regard of being more cooperative in that way? Because, look, I would look back and think of some guys in the old days that would say, don't even think of doing that. And now it seems the new breed of golfers is much more cooperative in that way.
I think a lot of the young guys understand more about what it means to the local community, what it means to a sponsor. I think the tour has done a good job of educating the younger players, saying, hey, when you commit early, it helps the tournament market you. It, you know, gets the fans excited, things like that. So I will say that a lot of the younger guys are just under a different mentality, you know, how they play in the pro-am. They don't look at it as a, oh my gosh, I have to go play with four amateurs. They look at it as like, oh wow, I can go out and build some relationships with some people in this market, and you never know what's going to happen. So I do think it is a very different mentality, and we benefit from it. You know, people being able to talk about these guys for the next 129 days is, I think, great for everybody here in this market.
And Nathan, I guess word has gotten around on the tour that, in fact, probably one of the most, if not the most hospitable tournament is, in fact, the Travelers.
You know, it's Ray, thank you for saying that or bringing that up. We were very fortunate this year. So we've won this award from the tour for the second year in a row. We were the Players' Choice Award. And what that meant is that the players at the end of the year, they sit down and they are asked, hey, what's your favorite event on tour? And for the last 2 years, 17 and 18, we've won that award. And that is, to your point, a testament to when the players get here, they talk about the hospitality. They, you know, like we've had people ask me, like, what's the one thing that's different about coming here? And like, it's not one thing. It's when we land at the airport, how we're treated. When we go out to eat, how we're treated. At the hotels, how we're treated. And I really think it's a testament to our community and how they embrace it. You know, I mean, they talk about how the volunteers treat them, how appreciative the fans are.
Yeah.
And it's not normal, the experience that they get when they come here. And I think it's pretty cool. I mean, Connecticut's pretty unique in how we host a tour event, and then the players recognize that.
We're talking to Travelers Championship Tournament Director Nathan Grube, who just the other day announced by Bryson DeChambeau, the fifth-ranked player in the world, joining Justin Thomas and Brooks Koepka, two-time major winner last year, as the early commits to this year's tournament, which will be, as always, in the third week of June. With the change in the schedule, with the PGA jumping up, with the players moving back a little bit, how does that change you and Andy's job as far as recruiting players is concerned?
You know what? I would say that it's fine. Let me take a step back. The guys actually usually are total creatures of habit, right? Like they know their year. Hey, I play the Masters here, the U.S. Open, you know, Travelers, or like they know their schedule. But what happened this year when they move players to March, they move the PGA Championship to May, all of a sudden you get these veterans and these players going, wait a minute, like this just turned my world upside down. You know, like they just, you move a couple things and it really matters to them. So Andy and I mean, we started last fall, you know, when we go to the events around here, and then we're actually going to an event next week out in L.A., you know, talking to the guys because we know they're thinking about their schedule. And there's also like two new events on the tour. So they're trying to figure things out, and we're just trying to stay ahead of it, saying, hey, remember us, remember where we are, we're doing the charter from the U.S. Open, like it's, you know, we're here. So we're just trying to stay in front of them as they're trying to figure out their schedule.
You know, and the other thing is, and, you know, I think this is important, but, you know, I'm on the website right now, and of course, by the way, as Joe pointed out, it will be the 17th through the 23rd, so if you want to circle that date, buy your tickets, get ready to go. But the other thing that has to be gratifying, I think, to the players is the competitors, is the crowds. I mean, they're just incredible.
You know what, right? Rory said that the first time he came here in 17, he said it felt like we were on a major, like every hole. He goes, "I it's not like I get galleries following me at 6:50 in the morning on Thursday everywhere I go." But he goes, "I show up here," and he said people were so appreciative of every shot. And Jordan said the same thing. And Bubba talks about our crowds all the time, going, "You just, I mean, these players are competitive." I remember when JJ won here, and he said, "The players, we love feeding off of the energy of the crowd." Yeah. He goes, "We're competitors and we're athletes, and we completely do. We feed off of the excitement and the cheers and things like that." And that's honestly one thing that we can provide that other communities and other cities can't, and the guys notice it.
It's funny the way you see, you mentioned about the schedule. I just looked at the PGA schedule. There's two new events right after you. There's the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit and the 3M Open in the Twin Cities. So it's kind of, it goes from the East Coast and then it swings into the Midwest, and there's the Barbasol at in Kentucky, which of course is the same week as the Open. So it'll be an interesting year, and it's gotten off to a pretty interesting start. Certainly Ricky Fowler getting a win last weekend was kind of nice, especially since this is a guy who's, you know, people always look at and say, man, he should be doing better than he is.
You know, when he came out, I remember when we gave him an exemption. We came out of Oklahoma State, just this young kid, you know, I mean, he maybe weighed 130 pounds, you know, when he comes out, and he is just the coolest kid. Like, it's like, I mean, I saw him, I'm like, I want to be like Ricky Fowler, you know, and he's like this 22-year-old kid. He is just, I mean, so fun with the fans and how he interacts and what he does. And I think everybody thought he was going to be a world beater, but it is hard to win out here.
Sure.
And I think people have said, you know, okay, this could be a year for Ricky. He's kind of settled some things in his personal life, and, you know, maybe he's going to take off. But I will say it was really impressive how he pulled that win out. I thought, you know, when he triple bogeyed on the back nine and he kind of lost the lead, I was like, okay, he's not going to do it.
Jeez.
But he just kept grinding, and he ended up winning by two on the back nine. And I think that maturity, I think he could be the year he wins a major this year.
All right, good stuff. Nathan, thanks for taking the time to join us. Thanks, we will talk to you down the road, and we'll see you in May for Media Day, when I know it's going to be 80 and sunny, and then and then in June. So thanks,
all right, guys.
Thanks, pal.
Thanks for the time.
Appreciate it.
Yes,
yeah, Nathan Grube has just done an amazing job.
He really has.
He's such a good guy.
It's very serious money too.
Tremendous.
For charity.
For charity, it's $1 million a year. I mean, it's
pretty nice.
It's whacked.
And to think that 10, 15 years ago, it was about to go bye-bye.
Well, in 2006, we thought it was going to become a September event or a Champions Tour event.
Right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.